Welcome back to Extension 720 on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're out of the studio, and we're in Wicker Park right now. Wicker Park, one of the greatest weekend things to do for Chicagoans, just walk up and down Milwaukee Avenue. And this weekend would be the weekend to do it because they're doing their end-of-summer sales here in the Bucktown-Wicker Park area. One of the places that you got to stop into is Reckless Records, which has been here for years. Melissa Grubbs is the manager of this store and has been here for years as well. Melissa, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Reckless Records. And I want to get to what you guys are doing for the weekend, and I want to talk a little bit about how you guys stay in business in a weird time for music. You guys are opening up for this sale. You're opening up your basement. It's kind of a bargain basement idea, but you're actually adding more to the store.
So we're putting out a lot of things that just haven't gone into stock yet. Some deals. We have too much stuff, so we're just price gunning some things and letting people find some gems down here.
What was down here before? I mean, we're in the basement of Reckless Records. Kind of feel like we're in a sacred space. There's probably a lot of stuff down here.
Storage, incoming records. We go and buy stuff. We bring it and before it gets sorted into stock. So we just carved out some room and thought we'd open it up to the public.
And more wall space for all the posters and all the different things that we see, whether it be George Clinton. There's a Weezer poster over here. Metallica, I think, was over here. Walking into Reckless Records for me, and I'm someone who has been a record store guy for a long time, I've fallen off. Like, I don't go in. So when I walk in now and I see records, CDs have been relegated to the back. It is all about records. When did that happen? When did Reckless Records decide that LPs and records was a way to go?
Well, we've always carried records. So even when vinyl was out and CD was king, we continued to stock records. Now that it's flip-flopped and records are rising in popularity, we still do carry CDs and there's still a market for it. So we carry both. But yeah, we've always been in the record game.
So the records, but the vinyl has such a resurgence that's front and center when you walk in. You're looking at new LPs, new records, new vinyl. Because I remember coming in Reckless and it was, I'm dating myself, but it's like it was CDs and the records were in the back.
I'd say absolutely. Our staff has always been fans of records. We're all vinyl nerds. And so that's what we've always bought and championed. And now that in a digital age with records, it's you get to hold the piece of art how it's meant to be. In the 70s, 60s, you would buy a new record, listen to that record, and then look at the cover and enjoy it, and the whole package that the artist meant to present to you. And that's, I think, coming back a little bit with opposition to digital.
For you to stay in business and be relevant, how important is that, to have that tactical experience, that idea that not only are you holding and you're purchasing something, but at the same time belonging to a community of almost aficionados or people who are collecting this stuff?
Well, the nice thing about a store is that, like ours, is that you can come in and see something that you didn't know existed. You know, that you come in for one thing and then see this other really cool art piece, really, is what a record cover is, and discover it and listen to it and, ask one of us about it, and we're happy to talk to you about it. Just discover new things that you wouldn't be able to do streaming.
Yeah. You used to be, I always remember the fight used to be against big corporate record stores, whether it be Tower Records or even Walmarts and people like that. And then the counterculture option was Reckless or the other places in Chicago. Is it still that way? Do you see yourself as competing against the big box stores? Or now is it just I'm competing against people just listening on their phone?
I think it's a little bit of both, unfortunately, for us. when major labels give exclusive rights to places like Urban Outfitters and Target, and you can only get that record that's top 40 at those places for a limited amount of time, it's hard for us to have someone walk in on us Saturday and say, I'm sorry, I can't give you that. They're not giving it to us.
So, they're not even pressing vinyl,
right?
Half the
there's,
time, right?
You know, tons of music that isn't available at all on record or CD, which is very frustrating because there are people that want to buy it and we want to sell it to them. So that's a little frustrating, but there's still tons of great music that is coming out and is available.
Music's always been a marketplace for culture. How important is that for Reckless Records to still be at the forefront of culture, whether it be rock and roll, whether it be independent or any of the stuff that you sell in here? How important is it to be selling culture at Reckless Records?
Culture is everything for us. It's from community of having people come in the store and getting to talk to them to, we buy every day from the public. So when someone comes in with their collection, it's my favorite thing is to talk to someone who had that record first, and remembers buying it in the 60s in the store and playing it for their kids, and then now I get to buy it and give it to someone else to appreciate that never would have had a chance because they're 20 and weren't around in the 60s, So there's a plethora of music for all here.
We're talking with Melissa Grubbs. We're in the basement of Reckless Records, 1379 Milwaukee.
Is that, yes, correct.
Am I, all right. Look at me. right here, as this weekend's going to be a big sale where all the stores are doing kind of an end of summer thing right here in Milwaukee. Like I said, my wife and I love to come and just kind of walk up and down Milwaukee Avenue. Reckless Records is a part of that, and they're opening up their basement for deals. But the business has changed so much, and we've seen this not only in music, but we've seen it with books and other places where the independent stores have had a harder time because the industry as a whole has decided to go online. And that's no different with music. The tech giants who have control, whether it be Apple or any of the ones that Spotify, all the people on the coast, they almost feels like their goal was to kick record stores out of the business. And they did everything they possibly could. How do you deal with that when innovation is constantly happening to try and kick you guys out of business?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, it is hard, but it's thankfully, you know, there's enough people out there that appreciate the arts in every capacity. There are, you know, some of the problems definitely of not releasing music, you know, at all, and you know, definitely hope that labels and management and whatnot realize that there is a market and a
so they're not need. Even they're not even artists aren't even releasing to anything. They're just going straight to online and that's it.
Right.
They're just hitting upload. They're not putting it on vinyl. They're not putting it on CD. They're like, get rid of that. Let's just go straight to the phones.
Right. And it's, you know, the artists are leaving money on the table, and you know, there's music fans that are not able to support their artists because a lot of people, you know, it's a way to support and collect something by their favorite artists, and that's, you know, we definitely hope that it comes back.
Not unlike independent booksellers, the independent record stores, you guys have kind of come together around the country. I mean, there's conferences and other things to try and battle or at least figure out how to deal with some of these challenges. Does the record industry or the music industry, they listen? Do they see you as a viable partner, or are they just like, it's time to get rid of record stores?
No, I think so. I mean, the industry definitely, you know, they want to sell music too. So I definitely think that they're on our side. You know, just certain types of music, it would be great if it was released.
Right.
But thankfully, there are tons of other artists and things available for people to buy every day.
We have seen more and more artists skip major labels, or even labels in general, go independent. And Chicago artists do that, whether rock and roll, hip-hop, whatever it might be. Are you have the ability to go straight to them? Like if an independent artist like Whitney or Twin Peaks or someone in Chicago, can you just work a deal with them to say, we want your LP in here, as opposed to going through somewhere else?
Well, we do carry bands like that, and we've had both of those bands play in the shop as well. And Twin Peaks is going to be doing another in-store soon. You know, but definitely things like Chance the Rapper, that's someone that we would love to carry his record, and he is releasing them, but as of now, it's only through his website. So that's definitely something we've been reaching out to try and get him to let us stock his stuff, you know?
You mentioned in stores, and I didn't even think about that, but also the artwork that's around the posters, the beautiful stuff that we see. How important is the ancillary stuff? Not just selling music, but having bands have a relationship where they come in and play acoustic, or the artwork that you guys hang?
Well, I mean, that goes back to community, of that we want to support artists. So we have bands come in that are just up and coming that we want to support, that we like, and want to give them a chance for more people to be heard. And then we've had giant bands come through, like Jack White, and you know, Nine Inch Nails did a panel in here. So a range of artists, and definitely community and making a place that people can come, and our shows are free, and they can come and buy the new record and hang out, meet people, artists that they respect, and the artists get to see their fans in a way that they might not from a giant stage.
Right. You know, how has Chicago been to Reckless? You guys have a great relationship, it seems like, with this town. Is Chicago a music town?
Absolutely. I mean, great artists have always come from Chicago. There's, you know, obviously the blues and, you know, Wax Trax and all that they gave us, and just the amount of people that had records over the years that have brought them to us to sell and put back out for other people to have is phenomenal. You know, it's a endless source. Just when you think that there can't possibly be any records left here, we find more, and it's great.
Well, Melissa, this is going to be open, the basement that we're in, and it's everything from VHS to CDs to vinyl to posters, everything down here. It starts this weekend, but it's going to stay open. This is not just
opening weekend. We're going to finally let the people in.
There you go.
We want to get down those stairs for years.
Melissa Grubbs is the manager here at Reckless Records on 1379 North Milwaukee. This weekend is the big sale, end of summer sale for Bucktown Wicker Park, and Reckless is part of it. Thanks so much, Melissa, for showing us everything down here and talking about music.
Well, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.